we can use that also as a talking point. You mentioned brigatinib's now approved, to talk about the various agents that are approved and how you utilize them right now outside a trial setting, and what you thought about the ALK data that was just presented at ASCO.
So it's an embarrassment of riches in the ALK field. So we've gone from crizotinib. I mean, bear in mind, ALK was described in lung cancer in 2007. Barely a decade later, not only do we have one licensed drug, we actually have four licensed drugs. So we have crizotinib in the first-line setting. We now have ceritinib, FDA licensed in the first-line setting, both of them compared to chemotherapy for their confirmatory study. At this year's ASCO, and then in a minutes later, a New England Journal of Medicine publication came out of the ALK study. So ALK is alectinib versus crizotinib. So at first, head-to-head of two TKIs in the first-line setting. Similar study had been done in Japan, and the big question is, was a Western population going to look like a Japanese population? We always say, oh, it may be different. At the end of the day, the difference between ALK and J-ALK was the letter J. I mean, we saw a dramatic improvement in progression-free survival. Crizotinib about 11 months. Alectinib, the investigator-assessed PFS has not yet reached maturity, but in the Independent Radiology Review Committee, it's 25 months. More than a doubling of the median progression-free survival. Some of that is because alectinib is much, much better at getting into the central nervous system than crizotinib. So you're just editing out CNS progression. And that can probably explain some of the PFS, maybe 5 or 6 months is just from that. But also it has some activity against some of the resistance mutations to crizotinib that can occur. So it may be a double whammy. And I think even though it is not yet FDA approved, there's no doubt that they will be filing for a first-line license for alectinib, and the NCCN has already put it on as a first-line option